Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM. We're so glad you joined us today. We're embracing hope. We need some hope, and we're embracing
it. We've been talking about embracing hope all week, and we're pretty hopeful that we think we got it across. We're going to finalize today on Friday and just kind of recap. And
I tell you what a great week we've had on PM in the AM. And it's, you know, God is good, ladies and gentlemen. I know there's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot of things happening with the fires in L.A. and all the other things. We've had two air crashes that have lost lives here in the U.S. We've had a lot of things that have gone on. We got protests. We got all kind of stuff, chaos going on. But here's the thing that we don't need to lose sight.
You can embrace hope.
That's exactly right.
You can pursue peace, and you can embrace hope.
Wow, go Jay.
And you can understand grace.
Well, go Jay, go.
There goes our series.
All right, 3 weeks in a row.
That's right.
That's right. We were understanding grace, we were pursuing peace, and we're embracing hope. And next week, who knows?
Who knows?
You know, one thing's for sure, we talk about hope. And, you know, there's a very significant story in the Bible about a lack of hope. And it's with Judas Iscariot. You know, he felt like he had no hope once he betrayed Jesus. It was eating at him so bad that he went back to the priest and he threw the money at the priest. Remember, in the temple, he threw the money.
Right.
And, you know, because it was eating at him, then he went and he hung himself. He killed himself. And so there was a scripture we ended with yesterday in Proverbs that I think is very significant. And we need to make sure that we understand. It's Proverbs 13:12.
Yeah. It says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. And so, you know, when you think of a tree of life, that things are blossoming, things are blooming. We see green again. And that's how, you know, that's the analogy there. But when hope is deferred, when hope is withheld, when you promise people something and then it never happens, then the heart becomes sick. And the word, and we had just read yesterday as well about the scripture. Which scripture was that? It talked about how the scripture itself was the hope that we have. And that's what's important as well, is that anything that we have going on in our lives, we can go to the scripture and it gives us a peace. It gives us a hope that we can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
You know, that hope deferred is something that means to drag along, to lead somebody into something that's never going to take place, to lead off, to draw down. I mean, listen, here's the thing. Everybody needs hope. And the promises of God are yes and amen. So when God promised, we've talked about three areas, talked about how hope came from the scripture, hope comes from salvation, and hope comes from the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
We have a hope.
Right.
And this hope is based on Jesus Christ. And so it's significant that we do not defer hope from people. You know, when you have the ability to help someone and you don't do it, you're deferring hope when it's really within your ability to do. All right. Maybe you can't do it all, but you do what you can do. Mm-hmm. And that gives people hope. And there's nothing worse for people than to reach out to someone and then they don't have time for them or they can't.
Right.
You know, hey, I'll get that next week. I'll get that next week. And it never comes. And eventually they lose hope that that's ever going to take place, whatever that event is.
Mm-hmm.
And so hope can bring us to the place of feeling like there's no place else to go and we're going to end our life. That's what hope deferred does. It makes your heart sick. Now, that's a significant thing.
But it
makes the heart
that's
sick.
That's right. So looking at Hebrews 6, 18 and 19, it says that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. So when he promises he will come through, we might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. And The section we want to focus on is this hope, the hope that is laid before us, the hope that God promises us.
Yeah.
It says we have as an anchor of the soul. And so just the opposite of hope deferred is the fact that hope anchors our soul. It anchors us. If we're in the Word, if things are happening around us that is drawing our hope out, then we can be filled back up with hope by getting into the Scripture.
Well, that's good, Jay. Keep going. That's good.
Yeah. God is good. He's already seen all this. He's already put all this plan together for us. He loved us before we were created. He made this plan. He put these promises ahead of us. And then it says he cannot lie. So what he has promised us, he will come through with. And so when you're finding yourself frustrated and hopeless and, you know, you don't see the end of whatever is going on around you, the Word of God will bring a supernatural peace. It will bring a hope that the world does not understand, but it is a supernatural peace and a supernatural hope that you can walk in that gives you what it says right here, both sure and steadfast.
Man, that is so, so
good.
God
is good. The Word is
good.
You
know, there's a scripture that says, and I was trying to find that real quick, in the book of Psalms, it says, God is our refuge and God is our hope, a very present help in trouble. Where's that? Psalm 84 or something? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I can look for it.
I think it's in Psalm 84, but I'm not sure. But it's such a powerful thing to know that. Listen, in that verse of scripture, it says you can you bring that back up again?
Which
in Hebrews?
One? Which one?
In Hebrews.
Oh, Hebrews 6.
The one you were just reading.
Uh-huh.
Look at what it says. Who have fled for refuge. In other words, fled for refuge
to lay hold of the hope.
So that refuge is God. Mm-hmm. That refuge is Jesus Christ. And you have to go to it. And
it says set before us.
Yeah.
So it's the plan that was set before us. So who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope that is set before us. So it's like something is right there in front of us. And all we have to do is walk toward it. All we have to do is make a choice to choose it.
Right.
To choose to step forward, and God is right there with his promises of peace and hope. Yeah.
Now, here's a good scripture for you in Psalm 91. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. When we trust in the Lord, hope abounds in our life. That's just the way it is. Praise God. Now, you've got some more scriptures there. You got one in John 3, 1 John 3:3. First John 3:3.
And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he, God, is pure.
So you got to purify yourself. By the washing of the water, by the word. You've just, listen, that word in Hebrews talked about our soul. And that's what, when the heart gets sick, that's what happens to us. That's what begins to go awry, because we are, what's the right word? We our soul begins to suffer and begins to beat down. But we need to keep our soul built up. That's the mind, will, and emotions. And so God is our refuge and our strength. And then this in 1 John 3:3 says, everyone who has this hope purifies himself. Notice, God didn't do your purifying. You do it yourself. You choose the path of hope. You choose to go down a way that's filled with hope because it's filled with God.
That's right.
In other words, you choose right over wrong.
Right. You know, Romans 8:24-25 says, for we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. So something you already have in your hand is not hope, because you already have it. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. So that's something that we have to keep in mind. You know, we talked earlier this week about kind of the difference between faith and hope. You know, there's a little difference between grace and mercy, even though people interchange them. And there's a difference between faith and hope. Faith is the evidence of things not seen,
The evidence of things not
seen.
What? Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
The evidence of things not seen. Yeah. So it's that hope. It's like that, you know, I'm a math teacher. And so when you have a placeholder in your dividing, you have a placeholder. There's that hope. That hope is right there in that placeholder until it comes to pass. Then you have it. And so that hope is what keeps you moving forward toward God, because you see the light at the end of the tunnel. If you already have it, it's not hope. It's that glimmering of hope that right. You know that what you are going toward is the right thing. I don't know. Does that make sense? Well, I don't know if that made sense. But it says here, if you already have it, then it's not hope. But if we have, hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Right. So we know it is happening. We know it is coming, and we're eagerly moving toward it. And that's what hope is about. You know, the hope of a future. You know, kids coming out of high school, there should be a hope of the future. There may be a nervousness. There may be I'm wondering what I'm supposed to be doing, but there should be a hope. I see a light at the end of the tunnel in high school. Now I'm going to move forward to the next step. And there is a hope of finding a future that is going to be fulfilling, finding a spouse and finding a career. Those are those things we hope. And so this is what we're talking about, this eternal life that we're talking about.
Yeah.
The glorious appearing of our Father, the fact that Scripture can bring hope when we are feeling like things are hopeless.
Right.
The Scriptures bring us a peace. It brings us a hope that no matter what's going on around us, we are sure and steadfast in our faith Jesus Christ.
And let me leave you with this thought. Psalm 9:9 says, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, He is the answer to our life. That's just the bottom line. When you're feeling hopeless, you need to go to the God of hope. When you're feeling oppressed, you need to take a refuge in God. And that's what we read yesterday about they that find that hope, they take a refuge in God. Mm-hmm. So the Lord
is the anchor
of our soul. He's the anchor of our soul, ladies and gentlemen. The word of God that brings us hope is the anchor of our soul. So let's make a decision to go after God, and let's live in the hope that God intends us to live.
Let's embrace hope. Yeah. Step out there and embrace hope.
Father, we pray for everybody who's watching this today. We pray, Father, that they will be comforted, that the spirit of peace will be all over them. Thank you that hope will abound, and that they will embrace the hope of God, which is, Father God, that all of your promises are yes and amen. We thank you now, Lord God, that we can have communion and fellowship with you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is Kim and the Amen, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny, if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, follow buttons right down here to get your family and friends connected with PM in the AM, a daily word we like to bring you so you can start your day meditating on the Word of God. Don't forget to subscribe now to our Mike Campbell Ministries YouTube channel. You can follow what we're doing around the world.
Hey, we love you. God bless you. Thanks for joining us this week. Be sure and join us again Monday, same bat time, same bat channel, for more of PM in the AM.
God bless.